Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, let me tell you guys. You guys need a gift to buy for your man. Or by the way, not just the man, for Father's Day or whatever. But I'm telling you, I use this thing, Brush Hero. It's a really cool car, motorcycle, patio furniture cleaning tool. And you may have seen it on Shark Tank. It's completely water-powered and requires no batteries or electricity. You just hook it up to your garden hose, and the water pressure makes the brush spin and scrub with a very powerful amount of water. So you get a good clean with this thing. And and I love that there's no batteries and electricity and all that. You just hook it up. It's easy. So it does make a good Father's Day gift. Father's Day is coming up. So
it sure is.
But you don't need to be a father. Anybody can do it. You can have, you know, patio for toys, your grills, your camping gear, your pool tiles. Just use it and it works.
Right now, our listeners get 15% off everything at their website. So check out their gift sets for Father's Day at brushhero.com/pages/loud. They like to make it a little bit complicated. And then use the code loud at checkout. brushhero.com/pages/loud. Use the code loud at checkout.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach the end.
What's up, everybody?
Happy Friday.
It is. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It's Friday.
Yeah.
You're still on spring break?
Still on spring break. Not for long. Dreading going back.
I know. That Monday after spring break, ugh, it sucks. But listen, if you are like me and you have a couple drinks, not you, Stephanie. Am I looking at you? I should look at somebody else.
Well, you mean you as in
you
the collective audience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. If you, you know, you get a little older and you have a couple drinks and you feel like crappy the next morning, like two glasses of wine, like, and you're like, why do I have a headache? Cheers, okay? This is a new product. It's cheershealth.com, and it makes you feel better the next day. And so it offers a solution to the universal problem like antacid for alcohol. It neutralizes the alcohol negative effects so you can wake up feeling great after a night of drinking. It's a good product, and it's for responsible drinkers, okay? So it exists to bring people that don't like us that get, you know, they have a couple drinks and then the next morning they feel crappy. So, did you try it, Stephanie? I'm just kidding. So what you guys need to do to try it, you go to cheershealth.com, enter the promo code FCOL at checkout. You'll get 10% off your first order and a free gift. Oh, that's nice. So why don't you go and do it and feel better? I'm going to try it. Go to cheershealth.com, put in the promo code FCOL and get 10% off and a free gift. And
nice.
We're going to have these promo codes posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah, on the regular For Crying Out Loud, not our closed group, but on the page For Crying Out Loud, we're going to list all the products that we do and all of their codes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pull over your car and write it down.
Yes.
Again, that's the regular Facebook page, not the real.
Yeah, just look up For Crying Out Loud.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Also, Raycon is wireless earbuds. So before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on the kind that, you know, your kids are saying they have to have, but they're not even – those Apple ones are not even the greatest quality. But Raycon is so much less expensive and the quality is great.
Yeah. Adam has a pair and loves it.
Yeah.
He uses it every night.
Yeah. They start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds that are on the market. And it was – the company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg. I mean, it was founded by – Ray J. But but people like Snoop Dogg love them.
Right. Obsessed.
Really. Yeah. They're obsessed
with Snoop Dogg and Adam.
For reals. Go to buyraycon.com, R-A-Y-C-O-N, buyraycon.com, and use our code FCOL20 to get 20% off your order. That's promo code FCOL20 at buyraycon.com. Do it.
Adam has a rap name. Snoop Dogg gave him a rap name
because
Snoop Dogg loves Adam when he sees him.
Uh-huh.
So he calls him a main man mayonnaise. Calls him Man-naise. That's his rap name.
I love it.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
I love Snoop Dogg. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. We have so much. I want to hear about
accidental
sleepover.
Oh, okay. So by accident. So – all right. So Friday night I got into watching The Act on Hulu.
Right.
Which we talked about on Tuesday's show. But so, you know, Friday after school is like mayhem. It becomes like social hour. Like it's I'm going to take the bus. I'm walking here. I'm going to go. Sonny's like a rambling man. He's just going wherever he wants to go. He gets his bike. He rides his – he's got a group of boys that he texts that have bikes, that like to go bike riding, which drives me nuts because
he's like
it's
a rambling man.
He's a rambling man. He just goes wherever the wind blows. He just gets on his bike.
He's
and
so easygoing.
Easygoing. Sunday morning, we got to sleep in a little bit, and he's like taps on me at like 8:30, and he's like, "Mom, can I have $10? Why? I want to ride my bike up to Panera and get a bagel." I'm like, "We have bagels in the kitchen." I want to go on a bike ride.
Aww.
I was like, all right.
I love this
kid. I know. He's great. So he goes. He's back. And then I'm still sleeping. And he's like, can I have another $5? I want to go to – no, I'm just kidding. He's a rambling – so Friday –
wait, but why didn't he have 18 basketball games?
This weekend they had off because I guess it's spring break. So they had a weekend
nice.
Off. Thank God. And Natalia, well, you know, she's got the boot that annoys her friend.
Right.
So she can't – she's not playing anything. So I'm getting a couple weekends in by myself. I mean, just like, you know, chill. So Friday after school, it just becomes like I'm doing my own thing. And now it's like, well, what am I paying Olga for then? Because like I'm at work. I'm in the meetings. The kids are calling me going, can I take the bus to the town? Can I go here? Can we go here? Like they have to tell us where they're going.
Right, right.
But I'm like, well, Olga's on the clock and I'm in the middle of a meeting. So how about you call Olga and ask Olga? So now Olga's getting phone calls and she's like, okay, they want to go. Then she's got to run it by me. And I'm like, Olga, just do whatever
you think.
I don't
understand the point of Olga at this point.
She's Adam's nanny now.
Okay.
She goes and gets Adam's vegetables. She makes him his egg salad that he wants to have in the kitchen. She makes all the fresh plates and all the food that comes through the door.
So she's just like a household.
She's helping me. Yeah, she goes to the grocery store now when I need it. You know, so it's nice. But when she goes to the grocery store, she just gets the three things that we need. And I started leaning on her on that. And I'm like, oh, well, she can go to the grocery store. And the next thing you know, there's nothing to eat. You open the fridge, there's nothing. There's no snacks.
Right.
And they're like, Mom. And then – so I have to go. I have to like, you know, get – and then I go and I buy too much shit. But then – so – all right. So it's Friday afternoon. Olga's – they're asking me. Then they're asking Olga. I'm in a meeting. Well, by the way, the meeting I'm in on Friday afternoon is with Patrick and we're drinking. We have to try wines.
Mm-hmm.
People are like bringing their wines to us, which is really nice. It's nice. But now I'm like half buzz going, what are you calling me for? Call Olga, bitch. So, okay. So I did tell – who did I tell? Sonny asked me. He always asked – I'm telling you the night before, Mom, because I always complain they tell me last minute that I might want to ask for a sleepover. And he always says that and it never pans. His friends stay until late, but all his friends are in baseball and shit like that. They got to get up the next morning. They got sports. So a lot of them don't sleep over. The ones he wants to sleep with, they don't. So they stay – they have a late over where they stay till like 10, sometimes 11 if they're watching a movie.
Right.
I don't know. So it's now become this late over thing. So he goes,
I kind of like that better.
I love that better. You know why? When Sonny has sleepovers, they sleep in the TV room in their on the couch, which by the way is all windows. And as soon as the sun comes up, it's lit up. I mean, I don't know how you guys sleep through this, but it's right. Bright as fuck. So, okay. But then Phil sleeps with me and Adam on the bed. And then Phil knocks me in the head at 7:30, 8. If I'm not up before that, like, hey, bitch, get up. I'm hungry. I want to go pee. So every like clockwork. So on Saturday or Sunday mornings at like 7:30. And by the way, the boys have been up until late watching a movie. And then Phil goes running into the TV room and jumps on top of all of them and starts licking them. And I have to feed him. His bowl is like, you know, 5 feet away from where they're sleeping.
Right.
There's a lot of noise of scooping the thing into the bowl. Right. You know, it's just a whole kashat. And I feel bad because I don't want to. And so the night before I tell Adam, it's this whole thing. Like I go, Adam, I'm going to take the kid. I'm going to take Phil's bowls and I'm going to put it in the other room near your office because then that way he won't go into the TV room and wake everybody. He goes, just leave it. He goes, they're boys. They like him. They like Phil. Let him go and lick everybody. It's fine. I go, but Adam, I want them to sleep in. Like, I don't want to wake them up because right. They're always getting woken up. They're right. They're never awake. And he's like, they're boys. And then I take his lead.
I don't know what boys has to do with like.
I know. What does that
do boys
care?
Need biologically need less sleep?
I don't know. He doesn't care about the sleep. He likes the fact
no,
that.
No, I get what he's saying. Like, they're boys. Phil, like they don't like, care.
Yeah, they don't care. And he loves Phil and he likes to see kids wrestling with Phil because that's what he's always wanted.
But does it have to be at 8 a.m.?
Exactly.
Can't they wrestle with Phil at 10 a.m.?
Exactly. And he would just go like, that's something, man. Just leave it. Like, why are you killing yourself over that? So I take his lead sometimes and then I'll go, all right, I guess you're right. And then, like, Phil comes tromping on all everybody and wakes them up, and they're all tired when they leave, and I don't know. And then I'm up. Then I'm up. A lot of times I get up, I do that, and then I go back and lay down, play on my phone, read my whatever. But now right. I'm up. Now the boys are up, and it's 8, and I got to make them breakfast, and boys love to eat. Natalia has sleepovers. They go in her room. I don't hear from them. And then, like, she gets up the next morning. We're going to walk to Starbucks. Okay. Bye. Well, now she's got the hurt foot, so I got to drive right. them to Starbucks.
Right.
But, like, she's pretty self – the girls, I get the bagels. They make themselves a bagel. They go back in her room. Like, that's what they do.
Right.
Boys, I got to make that. What do you guys want, pancakes, cereal? I got to do the whole thing. I make the bacon because I want them to leave and go. Because when Sonny – I pick up Sonny from one of his friend's house. Oh, Mr. Mike made bacon and eggs. And
I know. Who are these go-getters? I don't like that. Stop setting the bar so high.
Right?
It shouldn't be such a treat to go to your house to sleep over.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. It puts a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making pancakes from scratch.
I know.
Then it won't be enough to make pancakes. It has to be like blueberry pancakes or with chocolate chips
in
it. Fuck off. Stop. Don't. Stop putting stuff in your pancakes.
That's so true.
It's bad enough you're making them.
Oh, my God. Mr. Mike makes the chocolate chip pancakes. I mean, and then Natalia hears that and she's like, Sonny doesn't care. And Natalia goes, chocolate chip pancakes. We got to do that. Let's go get everything so that when my friends sleep over, we want to make. I know.
I'm already modding it up as much as I can.
Yeah.
Elby has a friend that though kids always sleep at her house. Mm-hmm. It's my friend. Her name. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. But Elby's friend is always the one who has people over because she's allergic to dogs.
Okay.
So people always have to sleep at her house. So you would think the parents do that if it's a once-in-a-while sleepover. But this mom always has kids over.
Right.
And it's always like a spread.
A spread.
It's like fresh bagels and with lox and cream cheese or whatever. Don't stop that. But when you get there, she's always like, oh, I made enough.
Yes.
There's fresh fruit.
Yes.
There's strawberries. Fuck off. Stop it. Stop it.
You want to knock that plate right out of her hand.
Frozen. I'm giving the kids crackers. Do you guys like goldfish crackers? It's carbs. And an apple. What? I don't have breakfast foods in the house.
I don't know how.
It's the weekend. Plus, you've already fed them. You've already made them breakfast during the week.
Right. Right.
I'm not making bacon.
I know.
I don't want to have to. But then you feel so bad because you're like, I don't want them to leave hungry.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you didn't get a chance to eat.
That's the thing. Like, Matthew's got a baseball game at 10, so I'm going to pick him up at 10. I need to send him off with a full stomach, and Matthew likes to eat.
Yeah.
You know, these kids eat. They're boys. They're growing boys. So I got to make bacon. I made them sausage once, and they're like, they left the sausage. But then they're like, is there any more bacon? All they eat is bacon. They fucking love that. Bacon in the syrup. And the microwave pancakes, no. But, like, they make the real – like, some of the kids' parents make the real pancakes.
I don't like that.
They have the chocolate chip microwave pancakes.
I know. Which probably would be better.
I know, right? So there's all that pressure.
Because mine are always going to come out. First of all, I don't know how to make pancakes properly.
Neither.
Because I,
Me
or
neither.
I don't have a nonstick pan enough because
right.
mine always come out all weird.
Yes.
Then they're ripped up because I'm trying to get the spatula under there. Also,
now they're all torn up from the floor up.
Yes.
I know.
Tore up from the floor up. Also, I just threw away my George Foreman grill because anything that you make that's like that, that requires too much cleaning,
yeah.
I'm done.
Done.
I'm throwing it away. I'm like, I can't keep cleaning this thing.
No, fuck that shit. Fuck that. And everything goes on a paper plate. Even the syrupy pancakes,
yes.
like just put it on
yes.
the paper plate. I'm not taking it.
100%.
And even when I cut things up, I do it on a paper plate. Adam's like, get a cutting board. I'm like, nah, I got to wash that. Just give me a paper plate and then it goes in the trash.
Plus the real cutting board is like, have you ever tried to like cut a pomegranate on uh-huh. a regular wood cutting board?
Mm-hmm.
You're
going
to be trying to get the stain
forget
out for like
it.
3 weeks.
I know.
And then it's just going to look like you're cutting things on a dirty cutting board. But those things get grooves in them.
I know.
So it requires too much
yes,
cleaning.
Yes, I know, Stephanie.
It's not like work that makes more work.
You and I should be roommates. We would be the best. We would live in it'll be a utopia if we lived together.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. We would never talk because we would just be listening to podcasts
right,
all the time.
Right,
what are you listening to?
Yeah.
You gotta,
yeah.
I'm out.
You got
another
you got?
One for me? Yeah. Turn on Gateway. Okay, thanks. See you in a couple days.
I know, totally. I know. It would be so great. Wouldn't it just be great? Just everybody think about that for 1 second.
Leave all of our coffee cups by the sink
totally.
With a little bit of coffee still
yes,
in.
Yes, on purpose. Are you done with this? No, that's 2 days old. Leave it there. I'll take care of it when I get to it.
Although I will say – and I've complained about this before, but John sees no problem with eating a bowl of cereal that uh-huh. has flakes like Special K. And I'm telling you, I know I've complained about this before, but it's
yes.
worth repeating. If you leave a little bit of cereal in your bowl, that shit is like cement.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
Honestly, it's like super glued on to
yes.
the bowl. It
yes.
takes – you have to – then you have to go – you can't even scrub it with anything with mm-hmm. bristles. You have
mm-hmm.
to put it in hot water and leave it there for
totally.
Like 48 hours.
Absolutely. I know. I've trained Sonny because he likes his little bowl of cereal at night. Okay, that's fine. Then he goes – so what he does is he puts it in the kitchen sink and puts the water in it. Okay, dumps it out, puts the water in it. Okay, let's – so he does that. But now he goes into his room and then he puts it in the bathroom sink in his bathroom. Like he doesn't even make it the trek to the kitchen now. Now I'm like
God,
walking into
is,
his bathroom and there's
my
fucking
life.
A bowl of cereal soaking in there. Like what? You can't just – so anyway, I mean – Friday night mayhem.
I need to hire – like you know how people have like a housekeeper? I need to hire a busboy
yes.
just in my house to just
Busing.
Go around. But John, he's such a hypocrite because John will be like, guys, you got to do your own busing. Guys, mm-hmm. I just walked by your room. There's glasses in
oh,
your
totally,
room.
Yeah.
But I'm like, look by John's side of the bed. It's lined with glasses. He'll drink like a sparkling water out of the can. He's got like – it's like a recycling center next to his bed. There's like eight cans of bubbly cans and then he's got a cereal bowl and then he's got a glass. And I'm like, who are you to be mad at
he's
the kids?
He's balancing the bowl
they
on top of the glass.
They learn it from you. Yes. It's like that Cat in the Hat book where it's he's cleaning
yeah,
up the house and he's
excited.
Got all the glasses. Yes.
He comes out of the room and yells at the kids.
I'm like, am I the only person that like –
Yeah.
Is like a human being
right.
that puts water
right.
in the thing, puts it next to the sink. At least I get stuff to the sink.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All y'all are the problem.
But see, you know, though, on our house, if you don't put that shit away or throw it away, Phil will take it and eat it and tear it apart.
Right.
So the kids will leave their wrappers of their little Oreo cookie wrappers or their fish, what are those? The fish cracker wrappers.
Yeah.
They leave them on the couch and then Phil, even though it's empty, will take it and just tear
shred
it and
up.
Shred it up. And I come home, there's just fucking shit everywhere and who knows how much he ate. I have to be on top of these kids. Like, it's insane
yeah.
with
and
the dog.
It doesn't seem to matter how much I yell at my kids. And
yeah, they
I
don't care.
The other day, Sadie was eating a pack of bubble gum, like bubble yum.
Mm-hmm.
She literally ate the gum through the wrappers were on the floor next to the couch. I'm like,
that's something
are
to tell you
fucking
do.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Like how many times? Like are you not scared
right.
of me at all?
I know.
Am
They're
I
not.
All bark and no bite?
Yes.
Are you really just like having a piece of gum and just like putting
yes.
the wrapper on the floor?
Because you know what she's hearing is the Charlie Brown
right.
teacher going, wah, wah, wah. Is she done yet? Is she done? Okay, she's gone. Yeah, that's how they are.
But then what do I do? How do I punish her? Buying her more gum. Oh, you gotta go. Oh, you want some gum in the grocery store? Sure, okay.
I know.
You'd think I would be able to think four steps ahead, right, to like, no. Do I want to clean up all the wrappers off the floor? At one point, I should be able to go like, no, you're not having gum until you prove that you can throw it away.
Right, right.
But then she'd be like, well, how can I prove I'm going to throw the wrappers away? They will always be like, Mom, I promise. I promise I won't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. No, they. Oh, I hate that. I promise I won't.
Who's just taking a piece of gum out of the wrapper and then just throwing it on the floor?
Adam would do that.
It's...
I don't know if we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. But so Friday, the accidental sleepover.
Oh my God, we're almost 18 minutes into the show. We've gone on so many tangents.
I know. By the way,
this is my therapy though.
Yeah,
this
I know. It feels good. It's cathartic, right?
This would be like if I was with a therapist, I wouldn't have gotten to the main point because so many things I'd be like, but in another thing.
Uh-huh. Totally. That's how it goes in therapy.
Yeah, and then I feel better after.
Yeah.
On Patreon. Okay,
so Friday, I'm drinking. I'm half, three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Now, and they're calling me. Olga's filtering the calls and then asking me the same thing that they called and asked. So – I don't know what's going on. I get home. I do know that Mobile Muffin is spending the night. That I do know. Okay, because that's a given. But Sonny and his friends are always like cloudy, a gray area with them. So sometimes I'll go like, "Where are you?" It's 5 o'clock. Oh, McDonald's with who? Two of my friends. What are you guys doing? Nothing. We're just sitting here. Like,
how'd you get there? Bikes?
They bike over there or they walk. There's McDonald's is walking distance. So, okay. All right. So he's with us. Now he's down. So he's got two friends with him. So I'm texting him, whatever. Now it's 7 o'clock. I get home and they're outside playing or something. Okay. So he's got two friends over. One gets picked up. Now he's down to one friend. And now it's like all of a sudden it's 8:30. I get suckered into – because I got home with a headache and I just laid down and I should have got Cheers. I laid down and I started watching the Hulu show, The Act. So now I'm binging it. Now I'm okay. Friday night I'm done. I'm watching this. So, okay. So then I get like a couple episodes into it. Now all of a sudden it's 10:30 at night. So I go, oh shit, what's going on down there? So I go down there. There I can hear the loudness of the movie. They're watching Halloween, like the newest Halloween, which apparently Sonny's friend already saw. And Mobile Muffin I don't really care about because her mom doesn't – there's no
– right.
So she didn't see it,
No rules
no
there.
No rules there. Yeah. So they're on the couch watching the show. And at one point Olga goes, Lynette, did you tell Sonny he could have a sleepover? I go, well, kind of. I don't know because he always says he's going to and then they always get picked up.
So Olga was still at your house at 10:30?
No. This was like more like at 7.
Oh, okay.
When they got settled in. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. I think they're just going to watch a movie and then he's going to get picked up. And she's like, okay. So since she beats it, she's out of there. She hits the bricks. I'm up watching my movie. Adam is home, but God knows what he's doing. He's in his office. He doesn't know what's going on. Whatever. So so 10:30, I go down there and they're almost done watching the movie. And I said, and it was loud. And I said, Greg, are you spending the night? And I thought he said no, but apparently he said yes. I have no idea how that happened.
Right.
I don't know. I could have sworn.
I don't see any problem with this, by the way. So don't look at me for judgment.
No, I know. But
they're not like all sleeping in one room.
No, they're not. Right. I agree. But like when they were younger, I guess in like elementary school, it was kind of – and still I just have to judge like who's spending the night.
Yeah, I understand. But right. I mean I feel like you could trust. Okay. They're not going to be sneak. I don't know.
No. It's fine. Especially the boys. They're dorks.
Yeah, they're young enough that they're not like trying to scam on Natalia
no.
and her friend.
There was one time with Sonny's friend, little Nathan, who's so cute and he's quiet and sweet and shy. And Sonny and Natalia got in the biggest – argument. They get in like these.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, with the desk. They dropped the computer.
Yeah, it was Phil that did it, but Natalia accidentally did it. Like, Natalia's on Sonny's computer. Anyway, they got in the biggest fight. Sonny was crying and couldn't.
And then wanted his friend to go home.
He wanted his friend to go home. And Natalia was like going to hang out with Nathan. Like she's like, I feel bad. Would you go in there? And he's like, get out. Like, I'm talking to Sonny. Let me talk to Sonny alone. I got this door closed in my office. They're going at it. And Nathan and Natalia are hanging out at like 11 o'clock at night. And Sonny wants him just to go home because he wants to go to bed. It was horrible. But anyway, he got through it. He sucked it up. So, all right, I think the kid's going home. The next morning, I hear Natalia. It's Saturday morning. I hear Natalia going, Mom, we're going to – Mobile Muff and I are going to – almost said her name. We're going to walk to Starbucks. I said, okay. So they – and she's got her boot, but she can walk, but without the – whatever. And it's not right. that far. I said, okay. And then as they're leaving – now, this is – I just woke up and – I mean, I just wake up, but I just got out of bed. And I went to the doctor the day before and got lasered. My face got – I did a laser, like a pretty strong one. So my face had like – it still has it. Like it's got like
– I don't see anything. You look good.
Streaks. And it's like it's like sandpaper. I mean it just – I look – you could tell. Like kids are like, what'd you do to your face? I don't even want the kids to see me, like the friends. I don't mind my kids. But I want the kids to go, oh, my God, you should have seen Mrs. Carolla. She did some laser on her face. Like, I don't need all that shit. Shut. So I like, hide from them, you know, like, what's going on in there? Are you guys fine? Okay. Now, Sonny has sleepovers. I usually get all the blankets because he wants to sleep in the TV room. So I don't think he's got a sleepover.
Right.
In his room, he's got a full-size bed. He's got his desk. And then he's got like a couch that sits two people that we put in his old room. And so the way he's got it set up is ridiculous because he's got everything on one side. But that's beside the point. So there's not a lot of floor in his bedroom.
Right.
Okay. He's never had a sleepover in his room. He usually sleeps. All right. So I go, okay, go to Starbucks. What's Sunny? Then I hear Natalia as she's leaving. She goes, Mom, Greg's mom's here. Pick him up. I'm like, huh? And by the way, Greg's mom – now, Greg is the kid that Natalia had a crush on for a long time.
Oh, boy.
And the mom is the therapist. And she's really nice and she's – and I like – I enjoy talking to her at the games.
Right.
And she's also like for on the side or like she also does like interior design. She loves it. Like she has a Pinterest page. Like she's really – she's a go-getter.
Right.
She's really into it. And she's like, Lynette, I can't wait to see your house like at these games. And I'm like, yeah, you got to come by anytime, anytime, anytime. Well, now here's the time. And she's like, Greg's mom's here. And I'm like, oh, my God. My face is fucked up. I just woke up. My hair's a mess. Like, okay. So I go, come on in. So now I got to show her. She's like, oh, what happened? What'd you do? Are you okay?
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
I just did the laser thing. Oh, really? Oh, now she wants the number. Like, well, right. I want to do it. Like, okay. You're young, bitch. Don't worry about it. You don't need it. Please. She's a young mom.
I hate these people that have like – perfect skin, mm-hmm. and they're like, yeah, I was thinking that I should start doing Botox. It's like, shut up.
I know. Shut
what?
Up.
I don't see one line
Please.
On your face.
Provo is preventative. It's for preventive. For the like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it.
Don't do it until
don't
it's too
do
late
it,
like
right.
me.
Exactly. So it was just embarrassing. And what was really embarrassing, and she's the kind of mom that's on top. She's the one that when they go to bed, give me your phones. It's bedtime. I own the phone. Give it to me. She confiscates mm-hmm. their phones. So – all right, now she's –
there's like a theme in our life with this
right.
phone
I know.
Yeah, confiscation.
So I know, right? So she's like on top of everything. And now she
– and you're like, I didn't even know they were having
I
a sleepover.
I didn't know Greg was here. I was like, huh? Okay, come on in. And I goes, hi. I go, I'm sorry. I didn't know Greg was here. And she's like, what?
Oh, why?
And then at first
did you say that?
I did. I go, I didn't know. I didn't know. And then she goes – she and then at first she thought we weren't home. Like she goes, oh, my God, were you guys by yourselves? I go, no. Me and Adam were home. Oh,
I was really drunk.
I
was rolling on E. How I can't. It's so hard for me to remember stuff when I'm on ecstasy. You know,
you're young.
But don't worry, I took their phones.
I was rolling on E.
Sorry, Molly. I was rolling on Molly.
Molly, yeah. Molly, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. That was so not cool.
Oh, yeah, no, go on. So, yeah, so I
ecstasy. Who? She's like, who uses the full name ecstasy?
Right, right. Exactly.
Come on.
That's for nerds.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was embarrassing because I didn't know Greg. If I knew that, I would have got up and made him breakfast. By the way,
God, I would have been like, wow, they had a great time. I said,
Sonny,
fed him a full breakfast.
When
just
I
make
asked,
chocolate chip pancakes,
right.
It's fine. I do it every day.
Right. I said, when I asked you, is he spending the night? I could have sworn he said no. And then he goes, no, you asked me about the other two. And I said no. Anyway, it got confusing. And I just thought he was getting picked up. It was a
right.
layover. And that was that. And then I'm like, where did you – in front of the mom, I'm like, where did you sleep? And then I said – oh, and then Natalia told me this afterwards. I go, did you sleep on the couch in Sonny's room? And he goes, he was about to say, he goes, I slept on the floor. Yeah, the couch. He said, I slept on the floor and he was about to say floor, but he caught himself and said couch. Because I said, did you sleep on the couch? Because he didn't want to make it he knew. Like, it was kind of like, huh? You didn't know I was here? Like,
Right.
But also, sometimes when I retrieve to the bedroom, like, okay, good night. Adam is usually roaming around, and I tell Adam good night, and he's like, I got the kids. And so I think Adam knew. Adam did know that he was spending it. But Adam doesn't give a shit where the kid sleeps. He doesn't know. He thinks Sonny's got it. He thinks I took care. I don't know. So he's like, all right, good night. Kids, go to bed. So they all went to bed, and they all went in their rooms. But the poor kid slept on the floor. I go, Sonny, did you make – he goes, I gave him one of my blankets. Sonny has two duvet – he goes, I gave him one of my blankets off the thing.
Why didn't they just both sleep in Sonny's bed? It's a full-size bed.
That's what I said. But his – it's a full-size bed pushed up against the wall, and pushed on the other side is his desk. Why his desk is – like, you have to literally – it sounds ridiculous because it is. You have to get up. So there's not – I think for these two boys – and Greg's pretty big. He's a growing boy. He's like my size. And then there's Sonny. Like, I don't know. So he's like, I'll sleep on the floor. And I'm sure he was fine. He was fine. But still, like, how stupid do I look? How dumb. What a dumbass. Like, you come pick up your kid, and here's the mom. Her face is fried.
Yeah, but they're 12. I don't think that's –
and she didn't know your kid was there.
I don't see anything wrong with that, Lynette, honestly. I think, first of all
– epic fail.
No. What? No failure. What did you do wrong?
I didn't know the kid was there.
Okay, but he was safe in your house. It's not like you guys went out.
And I know. I did. I said, no,
and they're
12 me and Adam
years
are
old.
Home. Yeah.
They're almost 13.
I guess. She must be like, what the hell?
You know what? I'm loving the fact that my kids, being 11, I've hit this new corner office phase where I do know that they're having a sleepover, but I don't put them to bed anymore.
It's the best.
I don't go and get out covers.
Right.
Well, it's especially for Elby, but she's 14.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's only been recently that I haven't had to, same as you, go find the guest covers. And
right.
No, I'm like, Sadie, you got it? So Sadie often – a lot of times Sadie has a sleepover, and Elby – well, Elby's so sweet, mm-hmm. he'll die. Mm-hmm. Elby will sleep on – so Elby has a trundle bed.
Right.
So Elby will give Sadie and her friend her bed and with the trundle, and she'll come – because – so Sadie and Xander share a room, and they both have twin beds.
Right.
There's nowhere to sleep in there.
Right.
And Sadie doesn't love – we have an arrow bed, mm-hmm. so they could easily go sleep in the living room and blow up the arrow bed. But Sadie, for some reason, Sadie doesn't love it.
Yeah.
She likes to be in a bed.
Yeah.
So Elby will be like, you guys can have my bed, and she'll sleep on the couch or blow up the arrow bed.
That's so nice. That's so sweet.
Yeah,
so you got Elby, like,
yeah.
And you got Sadie. I think you got your kids look out for their guests. Sonny don't give a two shit. Like, he doesn't – it's not that he doesn't care. It's like he doesn't know. Like, I'm just sleeping on the floor. Here's a blanket and a pillow. Like, he doesn't care.
But I'm just saying I've gotten to the point where I can just go, okay,
good
night.
Good night.
I don't say when they need to go to bed. I just
me
go,
neither.
Good night. You good?
You good.
And Sadie will be like,
too.
Yeah, we're fine. She'll pull out the bed, Elby's trundle bed. She'll go get the cover. She'll get them a pillow. And they're good.
I know. That's why I don't mind Mobile Muffin spending the night, because it really just is like, all right. You know, even if she's by herself, but like it's nice. I kind of like it. It's fine. But the Sonny and his friend by accidental sleepover, like, oh my God. I just look bad, like a dumbass. Like, that's all.
Like, you don't know what's happening in
right,
your house?
Right. I'm just like, poor lady. She's probably like, you're never going over there again.
And she's the therapist?
Yeah.
But let's face it. Most therapists are crazy.
Yeah,
most
maybe.
Therapists are not good therapists.
Right.
A lot of them are cuckoo.
Mm-hmm.
So
she seems like she got her head screwed
she
on
does.
Straight. Yeah, from all the conversations
I
had.
I think you're a great mom. I'm just saying.
I know the mom.
I think, so what? So you didn't know they were there. So he did ask. You said you might have misheard it, but it's not like – it's not like you said no sleepover and the
right.
kid slept over anyway,
right.
or like you were out for the night
no,
and he
no.
snuck
a I was
you.
Home.
So what? You were home.
And Adam was home. We were
you
both
would have been home.
Home
if there was anything wrong.
Right.
You fed them. They ate. They were fine.
Yeah. He had another kid that went home late, and I thought they were all going. In my brain,
right.
I thought they were – maybe because I wanted them to all leave. So I don't – I'm fine with Sonny having a sleepover, but if they're in the TV room with Phil, that's the issue. Oh, that's my only issue. And
right.
I got to fucking cook a huge breakfast.
See, that's –
see, the girls, I don't care. Like, they're fine. But the boys, But – and he always wants at least two to sleep, like, because he doesn't want to be the host. Like, he likes to be the third – like, he likes to be – he likes a threesome because he's – it's not just the two of you, and it's not on him to – dance.
Right.
Even if he doesn't even have to dance, like even just stand up and shuffle your feet. He doesn't even want to do that.
Right.
Like when it gets – but he's normally – I mean, he's fine, but I think there's a little part of him. He doesn't say this, but I know there's a little part of him that I think he doesn't want to be like all on him. He wants
right.
the other person.
Right.
The two. And he gets it sometimes.
I wish that Sadie – I wish my kids had – Elby has that. She has a lot of – she's in a foursome.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of stuff all together. But Sadie has two friends that she likes that like each other. But one of them – I'll call her Beyonce because that's what I call her for a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
She's never available. And do you ever get these kids – I'll text the parents mm-hmm. and I'll be like, hey, can Beyonce come over? Just whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't ever say like, oh, sorry, she's no, – that's so, thanks for the offer. They'll just go, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the invite.
Not available. Thank you though. No, like
– all the time. They never say like, how about next week? Mm-hmm. Beyonce would love to see Sadie. When is Sadie available? Never. They just always go, oh, no thanks.
I know. I get with the girls' moms. With the boys' moms, they're all like, oh, thank you so much, but he's got a baseball game, but how about me? You know, like I get a little bit of that.
Right, right.
But the girls' moms, I do get that. Like, it's just like, thanks for the invite, but your daughter's a pain in the ass. Yeah. That boot making noise.
Yeah, and this Beyonce, they've never, ever, ever one time invited Sadie to come over, to have a play date, to go anywhere. And
weird?
I'm always the one going, hey, Sadie would love to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Anytime work for you this – oh, sorry, not today.
I know. There's a lot of kids that have spent the night at our house, but we've never gotten an offer at their house. A lot of them. It's very strange.
What is that?
I don't know. I think – well, one of them I know the mom doesn't really like to have a lot of – it's got to be a special occasion for sleepovers. By the way, on Tuesday's show when I talked about the sleepover from hell from Natalia.
Right.
One girl has never had a sleepover before. It was her very first sleepover.
Oh.
She's 12 going on 13, never had a sleepover. She comes from a very, you know, I don't know, religious family or something. And it was her first time, and she got yelled at and got her phone taken away. Oh, and her mom got mad at her because her mom was texting her, and she wasn't texting back. And she didn't believe that her friend took the phone. She goes, I didn't have my phone. She took the phone from me. And she's like, yeah, right. Like she didn't believe her. She got mad at her because she was checking in on her, and she wasn't answering. And Natalia called me.
That's why they shouldn't be confiscating their phone.
I know. Natalia called me. I missed her call because I took Sunny to the movies, and we saw the Marvel movie. Not into the Marvel shit.
Me neither.
I just don't get it. Like
no,
Thor
thank
and Theon and nope. like all this shit.
Nope.
Like
hard
I know
pass.
All these planets. I don't give a fuck. Sunny loves it. I know it's
all
weird.
Planets.
All these planets and all these people.
Planets.
I just like well, just put Robert Downey Jr. on the screen with Benjamin Cumberbatch or like that's all I want to see. Just those two. I just want to watch them.
No, I have
don't even know
no superhero movies. John knows I'm never going to go to one.
I can't
not
stand
interested.
Them.
Don't want to rent it at home.
No.
Don't care.
No. Do your kids like them?
Xander likes to watch them with John. It's like their thing. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he took me to that stupid movie. But anyway, should we talk about Raycon?
We already talked about Raycon, but we could talk about KiwiCo.
Yeah, that's right.
KiwiCo is reimagining the way that kids play and learn. They create super cool hands-on projects that like STEAM type stuff,
right.
You know, science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Mm-hmm.
They make STEAM fun. And listen to this. This is what I suggest. If you get the KiwiCo subscription – you get a monthly project that's guaranteed to be fun and engaging. And also, if you sometimes need to re-gift,
a
gift for somebody,
yeah.
you could give
great.
Them your Kiwi box.
And you look like a hero because it's very unique.
Educational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They designed their project specifically to encourage confidence and creativity. And it's just – it makes learning fun.
Yeah.
You know?
And from all the way up to 16 – all kinds of ages.
Yes. You can, you know, specify
mm-hmm.
what age
right.
for your kids.
Right.
And then you get a little box every month. My
How
kids
fun.
Love that kind of thing.
That is fun.
Yeah. So here's what you do. Go to KiwiCo, that's KiwiCo.com/FCOL, and you're going to get your first crate for free. That's kiwico.com/FCOL for your first crate free. kiwico.com/FCOL.
And it'll be on our Facebook page.
Should we do Quip, too, while we're at it?
Oh, I love Quip.
We don't
Quip.
Have an ad at
Can
the
we
end?
Just talk about Quip for a second?
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yes.
Everybody in my family has
too.
A Quip.
I know. Our family all has their Quips.
John's obsessed with his.
I love it. It's the best thing ever. It's such a great idea. Mm-hmm. You guys, you got to try it. So you just – it's very simple. You just order your toothbrush. You get their toothpaste, which tastes good. Mm-hmm. You get a cool, sleek, unique – toothbrush.
It's just the size of a toothbrush.
Right.
There's no big contraption on right. your sink.
Right. Yeah.
Taking up room. There's mm-hmm. no, like, you know how people get those, the water picks?
I know.
And it's like, what?
Like, what the
no,
fuck?
Just get a Quip.
That.
It's a toothbrush, but they send you a new head for the toothbrush
right.
so that you don't have to, like, go buy another one at the store and remember to do it. And then you're using your brush for, like, a year
yes.
and the motor doesn't go anymore and you're, like, still
right.
trying to – It's like you press go and it just goes. Mm.
I love pressing that button and having it do the vibrating thing and then giving me the beep. And it tells you, you know, it tells you do this quad and then this side, then this side, up and down. And it gives you the beep. And you just, you get, and your teeth do, I mean, I feel like my teeth feel.
And now that my kids have a Quip, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if your kids were like this before Quip came along, but my kids are always starting a new toothbrush.
Yes.
So, like, you get one from the dentist. So then I got – you got, like, 20
yeah, I know.
Different toothbrushes.
Yes,
nobody
I
knows
have
whose
that.
Is whose.
Right, I know.
But now the kids, they come in different colors.
Right.
So my kid, there's three toothbrushes on their sink, and that's it.
That's right. That's all you need. So get Quip, okay? Go to GetQuip.com/FCOL. Right now, you'll get your first refill pack for free with the electric toothbrush, okay? And by the way, it's backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. So GetQuip.com/FCOL. Get your first refill pack for free.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like I had something else that I wanted to tell you about. Oh, yeah, I had a garage sale.
Yeah, what the hell? What happened there?
Oh, my God. Never again.
Never?
Okay. So
was
did
this
I
to
tell
raise
you,
money?
You No. Well, raise money for myself.
Yeah, okay.
But here – okay. So here's the thing, and I know you can relate to this, and I feel like I told you this last time because you were like, why are you going to have a garage sale?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully – John, don't listen to this show. And if you're listening, don't look for reasons to get your feelings hurt, okay? This is on you. If you listen past this point, that's on you.
Okay.
No. John has been doing so much around the house,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, can be irritating when you're like, do you need to take a year to paint the house or can we just hire somebody?
Yeah.
But Haram, he's making him feel productive and
right.
he likes doing it. And he's like, if I like doing it, why would I hire someone to do it?
Exactly.
He likes figuring – he's a dude.
He's
like
a dude.
That. That's
right.
fine.
Yeah.
But – still, he makes me feel a little bit guilty because mm-hmm. he'll do it all. And I'm like, I'm out. Like, peace out. I'd rather hire somebody. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be harassed about my color choices and all that.
Oh, my God. I can so relate.
Right. I don't know. Pick a color. You're the one who's interested. I didn't even think the place needed a paint job.
Uh-huh.
I get that it does. I understand. But we see different things. Like, I'm
right.
obsessed with our carpet in our – we don't have a carpet, but it's like a big giant rug and
right.
it's really old and it's dirty and I don't want to have it clean because it's not going to get clean enough for my taste. I
right.
want to buy another one.
Yeah, right.
And John's like, okay, but then you be in charge of that.
Yeah.
He likes
oh
me to have a project and him to – you
oh
right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, but
– my existence.
So here's the thing. John's been complaining a lot about how the garage is just full of stuff. So he's been kind of hinting like maybe you could have a garage sale. Okay.
This is hitting
John
a nerve.
John thinks – he has these bookshelves that
mm-hmm.
have been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this story does
garage?
Have a little payoff. In the garage because people don't – everybody uses Audible or
right.
has their books on there. So people don't buy books that often. And a lot of people don't even use bookshelves that
mm-hmm.
much anymore.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad, but we moved some bookshelves into the garage a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had a garage sale in the past that John has forgotten about, and I tried to move some of the big furniture items,
mm-hmm.
and nobody wanted them.
Okay.
Nobody's going to garage sales trying to buy a headboard.
Somebody's
old headboard. They're just not.
Except for Adam's mom. She does.
Oh, really?
She buys coffee cups at
– Okay, coffee cups, yes, but people – a lot of people are not looking to
right.
buy – a big couch. Like, right. If you're going to sell a couch, you need to sell it on like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something.
Yeah,
they're not going to a rummage sale and going like, oh, a headboard. I didn't know I needed that.
Yeah.
A giant headboard with like wrought iron.
Oh, that's
like,
so true.
They're not.
Right.
They're not going, oh, shit, I'm going to rent a truck right now and go come back and get that headboard. Had no idea I'd find such a beautiful headboard.
They didn't know they needed it.
So the point is, like, I know that we're not going to move the furniture out of the garage.
Right.
But John thinks we are. So now I have to be like, well, I've let him do all the painting and I'm never interested. I don't even help him move furniture. I just let him go ahead. Put a tarp over stuff. I don't want to be – he does it all.
Right.
So now he's hinting around to have a garage sale. So I'm like, all right, I'll have a garage sale. And at least I'll prove to him that no one's going to buy that stuff so that we can just have the Salvation Army come and take it.
Yeah.
And in
at
my
least
mind,
we
I'm
moved
like,
it out of the house ready for Salvation.
How much does he think we're going to get? Like he's like, oh, but those bookshelves are really nice shelves. They're made with really nice wood. I had them custom built. Okay. But do you think someone's going to pay more than $10 for it? Because if you do, you're smoking crack. You're rolling on ecstasy. Hey, man. I think we could get at least $20. No, we can't. We can't.
Pass me the joint.
So I keep putting off having the garage sale, and then I finally had it.
Right.
And honestly, the only thing it was good for was a story for our show.
That's awesome.
Because these people, the last time I had a garage sale, I had it with other people. So I didn't realize. So this one I did myself, and LB was conveniently having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I said it before and I'll say it again. Fuck you, LB. Your life is better than mine. I got in trouble. Some lady got mad that I said, fuck you, LB, on our show.
Right.
And then I had to write to her and say, you know, LB would laugh her butt off if she heard me say that. She would think that's
like,
so funny.
I know.
She would think that was the greatest thing. She'd make all her friends listen to it. She knows I'm joking. Anyway, LB's out of town. Sadie and Xander are not happy that they have to wake up at the crack of dawn to help me.
Oh, boy.
Anyways,
I thought LB was helping you. Oh, she's out of town.
I borrowed some tables from Julie Kasem. She lent me these folding tables.
Julie.
I know she's the best.
Hi, Julie.
Bring out all my clothes. Bring out – now, here's the thing.
You got to get your clothes. Their kids' clothes too?
Kids' clothes.
Oy,
that stuff sells
mia.
Really well.
Oy.
But
really?
My clothes, nobody wanted to buy. Even though I had a bunch of like really nice things that I'm going to – trying to declutter. I'm
How
trying
do you
to
put it out there? Like,
Marie
what do
Kondo
do?
This
right,
stuff. You
right.
Know?
what do you do?
Like none of this shit sparks joy. It's going out. Like,
but what do you put it on the lawn?
I put it on tables. I put it on tables. I just sort of stack stuff up and put all the kids' clothes loosely organized.
Right,
like here's some boys' clothes. Here's some girls' clothes. You know. But then I had like – I had a bunch of LB's old like American Doll clothes,
mm-hmm.
which are worth something,
mm-hmm.
but I'm never going to go put – I'm not
going to
take pictures of it and post it somewhere so that I can get like $50.
I don't care. Right.
Buy the whole box of it for $10.
Right. Get it out of here.
Sold a bunch of Xander's – okay. So the toys and stuff go pretty easily.
Really? I've never done a garage. Okay.
But people try to bargain you down. And it is crazy.
Really?
First of all, I was bargaining them down. I was lowballing. They'd offer me money, and some lady was like, "How much for the clothes? Like a dollar or whatever?" And I'm like, "No, two for a dollar. Take don't be trying to just buy one piece of clothing.
Like,
get rid of this stuff." I'm like, "Yes, I'm undercutting them
because I just want to get it out of."
But then you get these people that are like, I just gave you a bunch of free shit. I'm like, I don't – they're like, how much for everything? I'm like, I don't know. How about a dollar for that? I'm giving a Betsy Johnson purse. I'm like a buck. I'm giving them stuff for rock bottom prices,
right?
Below thrift store prices. But then they'll try to bargain with you on something like, okay, this is a for instance.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving away – I'm like, how much for this? I'll take all that. Then they're like, oh, how much for this? It's a brand new sterling silver frame.
Okay.
Now, I don't need the frame, and I'm not going to sell it on eBay.
Right.
It's just a frame that God knows where I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I found it in a drawer. I was like, oh, this is a brand new sterling silver.
Still got the picture of the black and white picture of the couple on honeymoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But like then he goes, how much for the frame? And I go, you know, it's sterling silver. It's brand new. I was like, I don't know, $5. He's like, $5? Now, meanwhile, I just gave them a bunch of stuff for free that they wanted.
Oh, my God.
I just threw in. I was like, oh, you can just take that.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay. He goes, $5. I was like, what? He goes, how about three?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, how about – no. How about five? It's a brand new frame. I think someone will give me five for it.
Right.
You could re-gift it to somebody.
I know.
You know?
I know.
He goes, no. I'll give you then these people think that you're going to stand there and bargain. So, of course, I'm like, all right, three. What am I going to do? Put it back away? Like, okay. Then I get all mad. I'm like, now these people are, like, leaving with a huge bag of stuff for, like, $4.50. They want me to make them change. Like,
I know. Then this, so you gave it to them for three?
Yes, because I was like, what am I doing? Now I'm arguing with these people over, like – you know, it wasn't worth
wasn't
it to be
towards
like
the end and not going, not moving.
This is
or
kind
is it the
of in
the beginning.
Okay, well, here's the problem.
I would stand my ground and
here's
kept it
the
at
problem.
Five.
I make signs, okay, but they say like I've heard people say like don't put your actual address on the signs, like just put the name of the street.
Okay,
but the problem is in my neighborhood, there's two streets with the same name.
Why are you a fucking
one
Los
is
Angeles
on the south side of one of a, the okay. like across street and one's on the north side. So I put up all these signs and a couple of people came. It was dead at the beginning.
Geez.
And some people were like, well, it was really hard to find because I saw the sign, but it didn't say the address. So I was driving around. I couldn't find it took me a while to find it. They're
well,
like, people are confused.
That's a determined person, though.
And
I like
only did four signs.
Okay.
Which I guess I should have done more. I signed up on a couple of these like websites,
right.
But that didn't do anything.
No.
And I put it on Nextdoor.com.
Oh.
So some neighbors came over. But so then John went, so he had to end up getting involved. And he wrote the address, actual address, turned the signs over, wrote the address, put them back up, put arrows.
And then?
Because part of me was like, maybe I just do it again for tomorrow. But then I was like, no. Kill me.
This is
horrible. I don't want to get up again. So anyway, long story short, it was dead for a while. Then some people started coming. So what happened is I wanted to take advantage of if there were – I didn't know if there were more people were going to come.
Right,
so I didn't want to let the picture frame stick around for an extra buck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like – but then I get this lady and she's like, do you have any costume jewelry?
Oh, jeez.
And I said – I get maybe. So I go in my house. I was like, I think maybe.
So you go inside?
How often do I wear jewelry? You
know
me.
That,
I don't
I
wear it.
I
so
know.
I was like, let me go see what I got.
Right.
Oh, I had some Stella and Dot stuff that I don't really wear.
Uh-huh.
But it's cute.
Yeah.
I bring out. And then she's trying
to. Oh, my God.
She's like, this is nice. She puts like on this bracelet that's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
How much for this? I said, $3? She was like, oh, no.
What?
I give you one.
What? Really?
Then I was really starting to get annoyed.
Wow.
She already bought a bunch of stuff for no money. She's already only into me now for like $3 total it is.
Oh, and, my God.
And I'm like, and now she's bargaining. I was like, I just went in the house. This is where I started to get mad.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you wanted costume jewelry. I just went in the house and looked through my jewelry and brought it out. I go, now you want it for a dollar? I go, I wasn't even going to sell it. It wasn't even originally for sale.
Oh, my God.
And she's so – this is what she said to me. She goes, I like it. I want it. I don't want to pay.
Oh, my God.
But
I would have said, beat it, bitch.
I know. But at this point
– I know. What do you do? Like –
I'm like, at this point, I'm the asshole because I'm arguing over a couple of dollars.
I know.
Who
but
cares?
Like,
so I'm like, fine.
I bet you didn't even want to sell it.
I hadn't even wanted to sell it. I'm in my house.
Now she's robbing
house,
you. She's shaking you down.
I know.
You're getting robbed by some – what? Like how old was she? Was she an old – do you think
I'm
she
like,
does
what
this
do you want to buy
living?
My underwear to? Should I just bring out the clothes that I wear? Oh, you want this shirt that I'm wearing?
Third love?
Yes, but I only want to pay $1.
Oh, my God.
So then I was getting in the worst mood from it. But
I don't blame you.
Brought on myself.
I know.
But these people, but they're professional.
That's what
like,
I was wondering.
I'm not a professional garage sale haver.
Right.
But they're professional. Like, that's what they do. And, of course, moral of the story, nobody bought any of the furniture. The whole thing was just to prove to John that can we please now let the Salvation Army come and take it?
Right, now that it's out.
That's how we're going to clean out the garage.
Yeah.
But I will say that it forced me to declutter because I was like, John won't part with a lot of his books, but I will part with all of mine.
Really?
I'm not that sentimental. So I'm just like crating up tons of books that for Salvation Army or the library.
My dad was always like, you need to save your books. Books are two things you got to respect in life, books and Jews. Like he just loved the Jews and he loved books. Well, and every time he gave me a book, he would write in the thing and give it to me, you know, like – yeah.
I guess John got that memo because he married a Jew.
Right.
And he has a lot of books.
Yeah. So Dick Paradise probably got a memo to John.
He should have written a book. It's 2 pages long.
I know.
Jews, books.
Jews and books.
Keep them.
Two things. He's like, don't marry an Italian, please. I go, I don't know. I like Italian. I thought I was going to marry Michael Corleone. And he's like, no. No Italians. You want to marry a Jew. You want to be a shiksa. You want to marry a Jew. I was like, what is that saying? You don't think I'm going to make money for myself? Is that what you're saying? Like, parents are so old school. Like, no, Jews. Marry a Jew. Well, okay.
And you kind of thought you got one.
I thought I got one. He had a Jew fro and his name was Adam.
What? He was misrepresenting himself.
Yeah, oh, totally. But my dad loved Adam. He loved Jimmy and he loves that. Like, he loved those two. Why doesn't Adam have his late night show? Adam needs to be on after Jimmy. Like, Adam doesn't want to do that. Oh, what's a podcart? Never mind. He needs to have a TV show. Like, he needs to be on after Jimmy. Yeah. Yeah, books. I mean.
Oh, by the way, you know what people wanted to buy the most? The tables. Those are not my tables. After the garage sale was over and I had folded up a table and people were coming to the door, knocking at the door, how much for the table? Oh, I'm like, that's not my table.
You beat it. Hit the bricks. That goes to show you the tables are probably popular at a garage sale.
Yeah.
Little side tables and shit like that, I guess. Oh, really quick, I signed Natalia because her friends do it. Wanted me to sign up for the National Charity League, NCL, which is a great organization, but it's a mother-daughter thing.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I went to the orientation yesterday. It was mandatory to go to the orientation without Natalia. And I was there for an hour and a half, which I appreciate.
This is like a society ladies kind of thing, though.
Yeah, yes. Philanthropy. They're raising money for this organization and this organization, which I love. I want to do that. I want somebody to push me into that because that's what I want to do. But the whole time I'm sitting there going, what did I fucking get myself into? Because they're like, you have to have 15 hours to begin with of philanthropy. You know, your daughter has 35 hours. She has a year to put in 35 hours of – but even if she just knits, you know, shawls at home or she makes the bracelets or she packs peanut butter, jelly sandwiches – or she, you know, she can tutor the homeless kids. It's a great organization. But I was feeling really shitty with my fucked up face too and meeting all these women and hearing all like their commitments. And I did it with my older daughter. And by the time she graduated, it was such a great thing because she was dragging me to the meetings and she was dragging me to these, you know, charity things. And I was like, this is great. But God, I just want to go home and play Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did I get myself into? But then I'm like, this could be good. You know, material for crying out loud. And plus, maybe I'll get in arguments with some of these ladies for you. I don't know.
God, I can only hope.
You owe me. Didn't you say that? You owe me an argument.
Yeah, yes.
Get in a fight with somebody. I'm trying. Now maybe.
Why are you so easy to get along with?
Now I don't talk to anybody.
Why can't you be a little more confrontational?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, I can be. My little temper can come out, but I don't know. We'll see. They're all very nice. Yeah. One of them I used to work with at ABC.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, and I had plans with Natalia that I had to cancel at the last.
Oh, isn't this the one that you forgot to show up?
Yes.
Yes.
This one was mandatory. It's a hospital conference room. And there's like, I don't know, 30 women. There was a lot. But the one woman, like, she's like, oh, I go, will you tell Suzanne that you saw me here today? Because I was supposed to go to her sister's play thing. And I said, oh, I forgot I have the orientation thing. I text her. I'm so sorry. I'm telling your sister. Because I really wanted to go to that. And then she's like, okay. But, you know, I feel like, you know, like Suzanne's going, yeah, right, whatever. Like, she just doesn't want to go.
Right.
But I don't. I saw the lady there at ABC. But anyway, it's a good organization. They have, like, all these different charities that they work with. And we'll see. It'll be good. It'll be good content.
Good fodder.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. That was our show again. That was a good show.
You want some t-shirts? You want some Crying Out Loud t-shirts?
$10 on Patreon and you get one of our brand new t-shirts.
brand
out
new.
Of XXL, by the way. So, but I have XL. I've got small, medium, large, and extra large. They're really cute T-shirts. They're soft.
Yeah.
They're Bella canvas T-shirts. Uh-huh. They're good quality. And
on the back,
yeah,
they say
you're a
no-getters.
Proud. Hashtag no-getter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you sign up at the $50 level, you get a shout out, which Casey Howell, she's a real estate agent with Keller Williams Crystal Coast. She covers all of Eastern North Carolina. And she was a military spouse herself for the last 15 years. So she gets moving. So email her at kaceymarie@gmail.com. Also, Michelle Baker, she sells Green Horizon, the CBD without the THC. And they even have a salve called Chronic Relief. Bitches, and you rub it on anywhere you have pain and it really helps. So go to mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker and Michelle will help you out. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast. She wants you to know she has a podcast. If you're a mom and you want more podcasts to listen to, and who doesn't, go to shamelessmom.com and check her out. And last but not least, Tish Clevenger. She is dying to put 30 fruits and veggies and grains in your diet. If you've ever been interested in Juice Plus, why not use Tish?
Why not?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com.
All right.
That's all.
Thank you, guys. Thanks,
Kaylin. Thanks, Kaylin. Thank you to all of our listeners who support our sponsors,
yes,
too, because it really helps us grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can find the codes on our For Crying Out Loud main page on Facebook.
And this was a good juicy Patreon this week.
Yeah.
Because Lynette talked about therapy.
Yeah. With Adam.
Yes. Tune in. Okay.
Right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save.